Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pope Francis is holding Mass today in Havana's historic Revolutionary Square.
Creo en Dios, Padre Todopoderoso, Creador del Cielo y de la Tierra.
Hundreds of thousands of Cubans packed the streets and into the square to see the Holy Father on this, the first full day of his three-day visit to the Caribbean island nation. Later today, the pontiff will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and may visit Castro's ailing brother and predecessor, 89-year-old Fidel Castro, then pray with a group of priests and church officials before speaking to a group of young people. The Pope arrived in Havana Saturday and was greeted by Raul Castro, who assured Francis in his welcoming remarks that religious freedom is consecrated in Cuba's constitution. Later this week, he travels to the U.S. for a private meeting with President Obama and a joint address before Congress, as well as addressing the United Nations. Violence has erupted at the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to bring an end to a four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the military junta stormed the hotel this morning, attacking opponents of the coup, but moments later, those same soldiers jumped to the defense of opposition leaders entering the hotel for talks. The violence comes on the day mediators working to end the political unrest in the West African nation were expected to announce a resolution to the crisis. The government had set elections for a new government, permanent government, for October 11th, but now suggests they might be too soon. Scores of Syrian rebels trained by the U.S. and its coalition partners have left Turkey, entering northern Syria to take on Islamic State insurgents. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must step down, but the timing of his departure has to be decided through negotiation. This is VOA News.